My working life, Mike Mahan. Ask anybody and they will remember where they were on that tragic day, the 22nd of November, 1963. For that was the day that President John F. Kennedy was shot in Dallas, Texas. But that day is particularly poignant for me. I had just left school that year and joined the Army as an officer cadet in the military college, situated on the plains of the Curra, County Kildare. On that fateful Saturday night, an urgent order went out for all cadets to assemble in the drill hall. Calls were made to all the local cinemas and dance halls, ordering all cadets to return to barracks. We thought World War III had broken out. The CO, Colonel Matimo, appeared in civvies, which was most unusual, and informed us that President Kennedy had been assassinated. Furthermore, a request had been made by his widow Jackie for a contingent of Irish cadets to be flown to Washington to act as honour guard at his funeral. Kennedy had visited Ireland earlier that year and had been impressed by the complicated arms drill performed by the cadets at Arbour Hill. At this announcement, there was a flurry of activity in the cadet lines. Firstly, we had to draw out from the armoury the old Lee Enfield 303 rifles, specifically for this drill, called Queen Anne's Drill. 26 lucky cadets were selected and flown off to Washington by Aer Lingus the next day. This was a huge honour for the cadet school, the Irish Army, and the country as a whole. Historically, this was the only time that a group of armed foreign soldiers were allowed on American soil. Many onlookers at the graveside were astonished at the strange uniforms, especially as the orders were given, as Gaeilge.